This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Roadshow Friday at the Lobster Bar in Newport. Newport, you have impressed so
yes.
far this morning. I want to quick thank you to the Newport Police Department. They dropped off a bunch of stuff this morning. I want to thank those guys and those ladies and inform them that I would guess at around 10:30 there will be a matte black Defender flying home to Boston at an excessive rate of speed. So if they could possibly just ignore that, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
And look who is awake and apparently alive. Adam Jones.
I'm here. I'm yes. the first one here.
Show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah.
All right. Virgin Roadshow appearance.
Woo.
Virgin pregame last night. You're a first timer.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Well, I'm still hashing them out.
Okay. I don't think he was drinking any virgin drinks last night.
No.
Judging by
great, tremendous time though. This is a wonderful city. We're a little up the road. We're staying a little up the road, but it's a wonderful city and a great turnout last night. I met a lot of people. Some fans, some not big fans, but yeah. it's good to meet everybody, yeah. which is good.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You need to be out more because you get too much flack. I have
Thank
said
you.
This from day
Thank
one.
You.
I was nervous to meet Jones because I like on the social medias, it seems like you get a lot of anger.
Guff. I get a lot of guff. Yeah.
He's the nicest guy.
He comes off on social media and the radio as dink forward.
Yeah.
What did you say to me last night about Rich? I don't know if this is radio.
I don't remember what I said.
You said.
I said Rich is great.
I said Rich.
No, not you. No,
Rich has. He's mellowed you out a little.
Yeah. You said he takes the dink out of me.
Yeah, he takes the dink out of me.
Roughly.
I think that's the quote.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said. But I mean, it was awesome last night. We had a blast. It was great hanging with you guys last night.
Great time. Me and Keith kept it going at the Applebee's way up the road. Ripping Long Island iced tea, so I don't know when he's rolling in. But
that's a classic joint, too.
We'll see. Oh, it was.
Yes,
we were closing it down.
Yeah. He didn't join you in the hot tub this morning?
No, that was just me.
Okay.
So I did. I almost got in there yesterday. It was just me. There was one other couple who came in. It was very awkward. Yeah. Not in the hot tub, but into the pool area.
All right.
And I left. But it was nice. Yeah. Nice soak. Not as warm as I would have hoped.
Yeah, you need it nice and hot.
Yeah.
Ricky's a hot tub expert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot tub and bidets, but Courtney's
blow. He doesn't say no if somebody else wants to jump in.
I was waiting for you to jump on that.
Gotta be careful who jumps in.
Two people arriving is the schedule for
Ricky. Gotta be careful. I'm like the 9-year-old. No, Miss Piggy. Can't fit in this hot tub. There's only room for one of us. Can't have two big people in here.
Jesus. All right, what are you guys doing on the show today?
Good question. Some Red Sox, some Pats. We'll pick up on the dig stuff. Curran had some good stuff on Drake May yesterday, so we'll talk about that. Probably recap the road show a little bit, our antics. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shime's lead this morning, I don't want to speak for him, was about Tom Curran with you guys yesterday talking about Drake May.
With the afternoon show.
A little bit. Oh, with the afternoon show, struggling a little bit.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he has been, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's unfair to say. Four picks the other day. You know, the offense was, according to Phil, uneven, Phil Perry. So, yeah, I mean, look, a lot of us expect the Patriots to be good. If he doesn't make a big jump, then they're probably not going to be very good.
Wiggy says OTAs don't matter.
Yeah, they don't.
In the littlest bit.
Yeah, the only thing they matter for is just to kind of learn the offense. Because how many times have we seen this, Adam, where somebody looks
four
great.
Picks?
No. Somebody looks great in OTAs, and then you get to the preseason, and you put the pads on,
yeah,
and they're not very good. It's like, yeah, somebody looks bad in OTAs, and then all of a sudden they're really good. So I don't really take too much stock into that.
Look, I'm not saying I'm not backing off 10 wins, 9 wins. Like, I think they can still do it. I'm
right.
saying if Drake May keeps looking like he has, they're not going to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's looking like in the preseason, then I would be concerned. Or even, like, in training camp, I'd be a little bit concerned. But here now, it's like, it's, you know, everybody's got basically, it's a T-shirts and shorts.
Where do you guys fall in the Mixon situation? Do you think that he went to Vrabel, said he wants him out? because we talked about that this morning as well.
And Diggs?
No, Drake May.
Milton, sorry.
I think May didn't want him on the team.
Oh my
god. I'm not saying he demanded a trade, but I don't think Drake May liked looking over his shoulder at Joe Milton. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think that he did it. I think that was a story to blow things out of proportion. I think that Drake May.
But even if he didn't request a trade, they could know how he feels about having to deal with this guy.
But you're a rookie. You know you're going to have a backup quarterback.
Right.
You should be able to handle that weight on your shoulder.
I agree. You should be able to.
And I don't think that you don't have the stardom to go up to your head coach and say, hey, I want him out of here. And Joe Milton was great, but he was great at the last game of the season.
Yeah, I just think quarterbacks who aren't established probably don't want to be threatened. I think Joe Milton's more threatening than a guy like Josh Dobbs. You're going to have a backup,
yeah.
But you don't want your backup to be as talented. He might not be a better quarterback, mm-hmm. but he is as physically talented as Drake May, and I think that threatened him.
And Vrabel doesn't want that. Vrabel doesn't want the backup where imagine if Joe Milton's here right now and we're getting reports that Drake May don't look good.
Right.
Reporters are saying, hey, Coach Mike, why isn't Milton getting some of the reps with the ones? He looks good with the twos. Why isn't he getting reps? And I don't think Vrabel wants that kind of stuff, especially when you're talking about the number three overall pick. You don't want just that question about should we give Milton an opportunity, or people saying you should give Milton an opportunity when you've taken Drake May number three. Overall. So I think it was more Vrabel not wanting to potentially deal with a headache.
You know how locker rooms are too. Guys look at him and go,
yeah,
he's better.
Yeah.
The guys will start lining up behind him. I don't think Vrabel wanted that. I agree with that.
Yeah, they did it with Zappe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am delighted that you guys are here. And if you're hanging around and you got nothing to do, come by, have lunch here today because you guys are here till 2.
We're here till 2, yeah.
And maybe later. If
yesterday is any indication, we will be here later, yes.
Do you have a curfew?
No, my wife is supposed – I think she's on the road right now, so she will be here.
Oh,
but
wow.
Separate cars.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll shove her out the door and I'll hang for her.
No, she's a good time.
All right. Jones and Keefe, give them a round of applause. They're coming up at 10. From the Lobster Bar. We're going to get to Hill Notes momentarily, but first, Mind Your Business, which is brought to you at every roadshow by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. Who should mind their business this week?
Ooh.
Well, I have a few people that should mind their business, and those are all the birds chirping from the bleachers or the peanut gallery about Rafael Devers.
Oh.
Because when you look at Devers, he is not the issue. You should not be chirping him. You should not be complaining about him. Mind your business. The guy's your best player. He's your – what do you have, 30 RBIs in the month of May? Mind your damn business.
Similar for mine, but different.
Okay.
All the peanut gallery – going after.
I know what you're going to say.
Steph Diggs.
Okay,
mind
Courtney.
Your
yes.
business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Because if you was on the boat, you'd be having a good time, too.
Oh, that boat looked like a good time.
Yes, it was.
And we don't know what was in that bag.
No, there was
Skittles. No idea.
We know it was Skittles.
Altoids.
Right.
Yep.
Paper, gum.
He looked like Skittles to me.
It looked like Big Red, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He just said, don't take too much.
Yeah,
he's a conscientious friend.
He said, don't take it all.
No one wants to be on a boat with stank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deep breath.
It's right. Also, you don't want to be the guy that takes the last slice.
Yeah.
All right. That is Mind Your Business, and it is brought to you every roadshow by Harbor One Bank. And Hill Notes are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Coco, darling! Oh, it's Trivial Bassy Love.
Oh, Newport, finally a venue worthy of your elegant standards, dear. Ah, the opulent mansions, the decadent food, pastel polos with cardigans, sweaters draped over the shoulders, and penny loafers as far as the eye can see, dear. Oh, I wish I could be there, but unfortunately I'm at a bachelorette here in the south of France. Do give Mummy and Aunt Kathy a bougie double kiss for me, dear. Oh, and cap it off with sailing with the one and only Gregory Hill, love. Oh, what I wouldn't do to be first mate aboard his vessel, darling.
This is your happy
yeah. place. I mean, the society part of it, I'm surprised you didn't, right near our hotel, right near the ocean cliff, is Hammersmith Farm, which is where Jackie Kennedy Onassis grew up.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
You're obsessed with her.
Yeah, no, I love her style. I tried to look like her last weekend.
Very disrespectful on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I know. I gotta work on that.
You should have did it this weekend, though. You and Santo here, you should have, you know, went for another one.
Another round?
Yeah, another round. Kennedy's, you know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
In Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Coco, you're awesome. You're so bougie. I think that's what they call it now.
Oh, my room had a bidet, and it was quite fabulous. The temperature was at a perfect 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And I met the bride and groom on their wedding and wished them a very happy wedding. Oh, Santo, unpack my bags and get my dress ready.
I am packed on my own, but I will say Wiggy was not lying about
there
the day.
Go.
I got front and back.
Nice. Holy guacamole.
It was please. Unbelievable.
Please.
Have you ever used one of
there
those?
There are children here.
It's a toilet. It's a function on a toilet. It was insane.
Yeah.
The toilet seat was heated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was really nice.
Oh, that's why you didn't come on the boat.
Oh, no, man. No.
You had one of them Ernie Bach ones.
Yes,
one of them special ones.
It opened
ones.
When I walked up to it.
Oh,
it was one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, 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 them, yeah. Yeah, them was like that. Those was like the... Ferraris of bidets. You had the luxury ones. Yeah, yeah.
What do those cost?
I don't know. Yeah, those are. That was.
Hey, you got, some of them will run you 10 grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them run you 10,000.
That's a lot for a toilet.
Let me ask a quick question.
What?
Where does James get his hair from?
Yes.
Yes. They have very similar hair.
Because he's got like that California beach lock hair.
Yeah.
And then when I look over, I'm like, wait a second.
Well, you're assuming I'm the father.
He gets it from the mailman.
I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, gotcha.
He owes me money.
Gotcha. This whole Stefon Diggs thing, there's an easy way out of this. All Stefon has to do is say it was seasoning. White people have no idea what seasoning is. It was Himalayan pink salt. He was using it for chicken. That's why he said, like, hey, go have some of this. Come back. Tell me how you feel. Right? That seasoning, if it's right, it'll change your life. Come on now.
They had some lemon pepper wings on that boat. Come back.
Hey, Coco, you obviously have a very close relationship with your mom and dad, and that's wonderful. Don't ever let that slip away. But gifting your dad a Speedo on Father's Day? Top of the ick meter on Father's Day.
It wasn't a Speedo. It's a full short.
But $90, he would not know the difference if it was 45.
I think he would. I think my dad likes to dress nicely. And he called me yesterday. He said, don't listen to anybody else. I love those bathing suits.
And you know what? We talk about them all the time. So we should have your mom stand up. There
oh,
is Colleen.
Oh, yes.
Colleen Cox, stand
she's
up.
She's going to hate this.
Stand up.
Go ahead.
Right.
A lot of people saying how pretty she was last night. And
oh, yeah.
Yep. Big birthday tomorrow for she and Auntie Kathy, the twins. Oh, we've got a big night tonight. Lots of Cosmos.
They were circling Colleen last night.
Yeah, they were.
They were like, oh, John ain't around. They were circling her. Boy, I seen it with my own eyes.
Okay.
What? I did. I seen the guys. They were like,
I know.
You know, they made it a point to go talk to her.
One nice gentleman got her a gift card, $50 to go get ice cream,
See?
I think.
See?
Oh, that's very nice.
For her birthday.
There you go. Right.
I'll use that if she's not using it. Go ahead.
After observing an English class yesterday, I was inspired to write a poem, so if I may. Curtis the Hack, with his silver spoon flair, talks sports like a know-it-all gas bag on air. Tom Brady's his hero. Bill Belichick's just a bum. He whines like a child when things don't go numb. He sighs, rolls his eyes when the callers chime in. If you don't agree, that's a mortal sin. He argues in circles. He won't let things rest. Still proving his point when he moved to the next. He worships Greg Hill like a dog with a bone. Craves his approval in a whimpering tone. Numbnuts by the mic with a snarky old frown. Turning hot sports takes into lowbrow put-downs. Awkward and bitter with a permanent sneer. That's Numbnuts Curtis, your hack of the year.
Jeez.
He's doing poems now, too. Huh?
I mean, I don't agree, but it was pretty well done.
Yeah, it was a good poem.
I just feel bad for the progress reports that didn't get rid of
it. Good poem.
Guy has it in for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he does. Ahead,
it's real funny how the Boston Red Sox benched and took away Rafi Devers' position at spring training, didn't talk to him, none of his teammates defended him. Everybody told him how bad he was as a defender and to just be quiet and hit. Now the Red Sox need him to play the field. He doesn't want to, and all of a sudden, he's a bad teammate.
Well, yeah, make that make sense.
That's the way I feel about it. I'm not changing my mind.
It wasn't a poem, so I'm not listening.
I am now confident that LB and Wiggy are the same person. After Wiggy saying, internet is the internet, the only thing I could think of is LB. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
True.
So true. Yeah. If nothing changes, then nothing does change.
Amen.
You know, and the internet is the internet. Have you not been on it?
Two for two.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep. You and LB say that.
I love LB.
You guys say that to each other all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the black LB, and he's the white Wiggy. That's it.
Hopefully this gets on Hill Notes because I just heard my guy Matt Sanders. That's right. He just gave his guest lead. I work with him. I'm his coworker. I'm covering his route today. But what's up, Matt? How are ya? I'm covering your route. But I just want to say I'm a big fan of the show. Shout out to all the people over there in Newport. And Wiggy, I need to hear it just one time. But I think you got to give Newport a very nice caca. Caca!
You love Newport.
I do love it over here.
You didn't think you were gonna like it, and you love it.
I love the Courtney. I'm down with the snooty up.
Snooty up.
Yeah.
The snooty up. The nice big houses and everything. I like that kind. The yachts.
Talena liked it too when she came in the fall.
Yeah, she did.
You know what's interesting about here versus like the Cape? They still have a lot of just like land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's
like
a lot of land.
Most of these places, it's just like construction, construction, construction.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Chime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. By the way, Newport, just again, you guys are incredible. Thank you for being here. I hope you're staying all day.
Oh, Rich Keefe is here.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
How does he look?
Looks a bit pale, but he's here.
Okay.
He had a rough one last night.
Little nauseous.
The guy is drunk.
He and I broke bread last night. It was beautiful.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
you guys made up?
What?
All right, everything's good. All right.
I'm fine.
We'll get Rich over here. We'll get his side of the story. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, roadshow number 3, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.